Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Your boy Sloan Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen. In a world full of followers, be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. We got a hell of a show for you tonight. You know, when you look at the industry that we all love and cherish so much, you know, the inner workings and the aspects that create an aspect of the sport in all genres is just as pertinent as any. With that being said, we have Mr. Mark Zarker from One More Round and Jacob Sicherand on tonight's show. We're going to kind of get in depth a little bit on the coming ups, the upbringings, and the bringing back of One More Round. Mark, how are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing fine, John. Thanks for asking. I appreciate it.
Oh, the honor is all mine. You know, me and Stitch, we go back way, so it's kind of cool that I just jump off on a couple first questions with you. You know, where did the conception, the thought, the ideology come for One More Round back in the day in the heart of a young man?
Well, you know, it's funny is I've kind of I've been around the apparel industry pretty much my whole life, but I've really been a true fan of combat sports, more for just the meaning and the concept of everything that combat sports has, you know, in meaning just with life and everything. And whenever things would get tough for me in any aspect of life, I always, it didn't matter what age, but you know, I would sit down and I would watch a Rocky movie, all of them. So when I had young kids, we had some crazy times, and my kids would always say, "Hey, Dad, what are we going to do?" And I go, "Hey, we're going to watch Rocky movies." And we'd sit, and I mean, my kids were little, from 2, 3, 4, or 5 years old, we were watching Rocky, and it just became, you know, whenever there was a rough patch of my life, that was just the thing. It was one of those things that kind of got me through it, and so I was watching, it was a weekend, we just got done watching a Rocky movie and a couple of them, and my daughter at that time, she was like 5, and we were at the mall the next day, and she came up, she said, "Hey, Daddy, look at this book I have." And it was a little book, like a little 3x5 little book, and it said One More Round, and it was all the quotes from the Rocky, the Rocky movies, you know, everything from, you know, "Nothing's going to hit harder than life," and it just, I mean, I don't know. There was something that impact on seeing that. It just absolutely, it just drove something in me. And not so much to do something in clothing, but it's so much more than just clothing. And it is so much more than just clothing. But I saw that and I had that book, and I immediately thought, man, it just, the impact on it, those three words, and it was pretty much everything that I thought about. And I thought, wow, this is crazy. I called my attorney, and he said, "No, there's no way that this is, you know, won't be, if somebody will already have had trademarked it for, you know, it could be for alcohol or drinking or, you know, so many different things." And sure enough, I couldn't believe it. I go, "No, man, I want this done right away." So I was fortunate. We went through, and he goes, "Man, you're not going to believe it. That trademark's available." So I was just absolutely, you know, consumed by this thing. So from the minute it hit me, and the time I met Jacob, actually, it was less than a month, and before I had the concept, had everything, you know, I flew to Vegas and I met with one of the fighters who I had you know, I was able to get a hold of a couple of fighters and get through this, and through this I was, you know, I was introduced to Stitch. And, you know, within a month, we were at the Mandalay Bay. We had the marquee billboard. We were on every slot machine. We were on every door. It literally looked like the One More Round show. And the crazy thing about it is, and we had a store in there, is that I didn't pay anybody for anything. And I think that name just had a lot of, such a powerful meaning. And yeah, within 30 days, we were literally, you know, headlining a fight. I happened to meet a gentleman that was, you know, we became friends, and he was also the photographer for ESPN. Just got that job, so everything just kind of fell in. It was almost like magically, and that's what happened. And sometimes in life, when you really truly believe in something or driven by something, so things happen. And I'm not one of these gurus that have, you know, stick it into existence or whatever. I just know that in my life, either out of desperation or out of passion, things happen. And that was it. And then, you know, from that point, you know, I met Jacob, and then so many athletes just reached out to me. Professional baseball players, basketball players that just came on and wanted to be part of that meeting. So that's kind of how it started.
You know, what did that day mean for you, that initial day? We already know that when your daughter showed you that book, it basically wrote your own path in your heart at that moment without you truly knowing it. But take my listeners and take us back to what that moment of meeting Jacob Duran truly meant for you and the aspect of One More Round.
Well,
I guess we.
You know, one of the things is without, you know, a lot of times at that point, you know people like Jake, people in Jacob's field, Cutman, you know, they were getting sponsored, but they weren't getting sponsored like a lot of the fighters and other athletes. But my motto or my feeling was, One More Round, it's all about what the cut man does. If the cut man doesn't give that fighter, you know, if you can't take care of him in the corner and take care of that cut or whatever the issue is, they're not getting One More Round. And that was really what, you know, that was what was so powerful about being involved with Stitch, is that that really is what One More Round is all about. And giving that, you know, that fighter, when he's in the corner, that he doesn't have to worry about being taken care of. He can just concentrate on the fight. And I knew right then and there that Stitch was an integral part, not just in being, you know, a sponsored athlete or something, but more really just somebody, you know, as truly as a partner. And from that point on, I mean, we've pretty much been together on and off for, gosh, almost 13 years. And I can honestly say that you know, Stitch has been really by my side this whole time. But yeah, having Stitch, and then, you know, I had Stitch in all the cut, man. I had everybody. And yes, it's definitely what Stitch does is One More Round, 100%. He uses it for a lot of things that he does. One Round has a lot of meaning to him, and it's very powerful. But Stitch definitely, you know, wears it and walks it, and he is One More Round for sure in all aspects of his life.
Most definitely. You know, I obviously we're having some technical difficulties. I don't know if it's, you know, the internet or what's going on, but we lost Stitch, so we're going to go ahead and give him a call back. I apologize to my listeners and to you, sir. It always hangs up on him anyway. I don't know why.
Yes, sir.
It always hangs up on you, man. Out of all... I just did my 500th episode. And you're the only one that ever hangs up on. Yeah. But,
yeah.
You know, he just basically correlated his thoughts and you in One More Round. And Mark couldn't have been more articulate. So I'm going to ask you, Jacob, What did you see? Because I know that you're the type of individual that just doesn't believe anything. You believe in what you know is true. You believe in what you respect, and you believe in what you feel in your heart. What was it that Jacob Duran saw in Mark and One More Round back in the day?
You know, it was a good question, man. Nobody's ever asked that, Don, but I'll give you the how exactly it happened. It just happened. But the story I heard is that when Mark Zucker created One More Round, he went to Matt Hughes, and Matt Hughes was the first guy that he sponsored in the UFC. And Matt Hughes told Mark that if he needed to sponsor anybody that would represent One More Round, he says it's Stitch, because Stitch gives the fighters one more round. So Mark got a hold of me, and I think he was staying at the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas with his kids, and Charlotte and I, my wife and I, went over there and spoke to him, and we kicked it off right off the bat. And, you know, he kind of told me the story of how One More Round was created and all that, and that just kind of fit right up my alley, and that's how it happened. You know, so Mark started sponsoring me as One More Round, and you know, the outfits, the shirts and the jackets and everything that he had were like top of the line. You know, he kind of, the guys with Affliction and Tap Out and, you know, all these other companies, Mark's just, he's in that industry. And the stuff that he had, it was so popular that people thought that One More Round was my company. I had it on all the time and people asked me about it. And that's how it happened. And then, you know, the thing with the UFC came and we kind of lost our own ways. He went one way, I went in the other, but I always believed in One More Round. And times would, you know, out of the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, I think I spoke to Mark, you know, 4 or 5 times and saw him once, maybe twice. And I always talked about One More Round. And then he saw me working with KSI and, you know, kind of rekindled it was meant to be. So he called me. He called me, and for me it was a blessing because it gives me an opportunity to work with Mark on creating One More Round and bring it back out to the public and the fighters, you know. So our job is to give the fighters one more round, right, Don?
Oh, most definitely. It truly is. You know.
Yeah, it's a tremendous story, man. I'm telling you, I'm impressed.
Oh, it is. And I love what this gentleman has done, because not only has he, Mark, not only have you created an aspect from that moment with your daughter in the mall looking at a book, you know, a lot of people in our business are cutthroat. They're not willing to help anybody. They're not willing to share knowledge. They're not willing to, you know, even give you a hint in how to become successful in this business. But you, my friend, are different. You're a rare breed in this industry. You know, what did it mean? Because I'm going to ask both of you this question. What did it mean for you, Mark, to see, you know, not only Jacob Stitch Duran just recently walk out in the Tyson Fury fight wearing One More Round, but there's been several fights as of lately that he's represented the apparel brand. But what did it mean for you to see it at a world title fight, at a fight that, you know, just about every eye in America was watching? What does it mean for you? Explain to my listeners. Yeah, the world. I mean,
yeah.
What does it mean for you knowing that you're making that much of a difference and creating that much of an impact on the sport?
You know,
go ahead, Mark. You can answer
that. I appreciate that question. It's One More Round has, and again, it's really, it really isn't about apparel. Matter of fact, there's so many things beyond the apparel side of it that we're doing that has nothing to do with apparel. But that meaning is so powerful. And especially now with everything that's going on, and you know, one of the quotes was in that book, and it was, you know, nothing's going to hit you harder than life, and it's so true. And when I see, you know, first, you know, I was so blessed to have Stitch wear it, especially with the Tyson Fury fight, because one of the things that really always just really got me with the Rocky movies and some was when Fury was in his fight when he was knocked out, the first time with Wilder. He was done. And while Wilder's over there celebrating in the back, Fury jumps up like he was gone. Everybody thought he was gone. And you can only imagine if you're Deontay Wilder, you look at this guy and you think that he's done. And you look over here, he is getting up. And you're like, oh my God. I mean, this guy just the old saying, he just literally had his soul taken. He just looked over, he thinks this guy's done. He looks at it and there he is again. And that really truly is the meaning of one more round. And if nothing else, if this goes nowhere, and it does, because every time we get together, the good things happen. But the meaning, if everybody just takes that meaning of one more round and applies it to everything. And I don't mean this just where, you know, we could look and say, oh yeah, go one more round. Everybody has these motivational speeches. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror and go, you know what? I'm the problem. You know, I got to get myself together and be tough about it. And I think that message, especially with everything going on, it's just a very, very powerful message. So I want to just let all your listeners, everybody know that this isn't just about an apparel company. It really is about, I truly do want to give back. And one of the things I told Stitch before, I said, one of the reasons why I really want this to go off and be successful is because I really have a strong, you know, just inner drive to do more than just a clothing brand or whatever it is with this. It's really the message. And it couldn't have, this coronavirus, something we're going through right now, it couldn't have happened at a worse time, but also because maybe for me, it also drives home that message. But yes, seeing it on TV, it is a dream, but without a doubt, it's a dream. And very, very proud.
Yeah, and Don, I'll tell you, man, you know, when I first met Tyson Fury, of course, you know, I teamed up with Mark and I wore the one more round during the bare knuckle fight. You know, Dave Feldman let me wear the one more round jacket. But the big one was with Tyson Fury, you know. So I get the call that Tyson Fury, Bob Arum, Tyson Fury, you know, they both requested me. Jorge Capetillo, that was the cut man for the last fight, told Tyson Fury, you know what, get Stitch because he has a lot more experience. So that's how it came to be. And as soon as I met Tyson Fury in the gym, it was like 2 weeks before the fight, he puts his hand out and welcomes me to the team. And then we start talking about the cuts. And, you know, I let him know that, you know, don't worry about anything, man. You know, I'll take care of you like you're my son. I said, I told him, my job is for you to walk out as handsome as you walk in, you know, and give you that one more round. So psychologically, we mended that way. And then 10 minutes into the conversation, I said, look, Tyson, let me ask you now, you know, because I know it's going to get crazier as the days go on, but I'm teamed up with a new company called One More Round that actually used to be my old sponsor, I said. And we're putting a clothing apparel line together. Do you mind if I make an outfit, my cornerman jacket, to represent your colors? And put my sponsors on them along with One More Round. Man, I told you, Don, he put his hand on my shoulder and figured this guy's 6'9". Right? He put his hand on my shoulder and says, Stitch, do whatever you want. And that's where really One More Round made his big, big debut on the back of my back on the Tyson Fury fight. And like I told Mark, I said, man, you build it and I'll get the word out there. You know, so, yeah. You know, thank you for even having us on the show. This is our first official interview together, but I'm sure we'll be having more.
Yeah, you know, I wish it was in, you know, we're going to have plenty more because I wish it was some brighter times, you know, as we know, you know, like with Mark saying that, you know, the coronavirus and things, you know, everybody be safe and this and that, but, you know, it's affected us all. I don't have events for the next 3 months. My wife was just laid off today, but, you know, the show must go on. Life must go on. And that's what I love about Mark. And that's what I especially love about you is perseverance. You know, we from the older school, the perseverance aspect about us is tried and true and, you know, absolutely tested. But you know what, Mark, there's an ironic hitch in this story. And I think it's a tremendous one. You know, that epiphany you had that day at the mall with your daughter and the meaning to that book. Then you have Jacob Stitch Duran, who not only is a pertinent part in your life and what you're doing. But then he gets an opportunity to be a part of the Rocky movie series, and you know, in Creed, you know, so it really brings one more round full circle as far as that
it does.
That
huh?
Day in the mall. It really does.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? You know, now that you've conjoined with Stitch again, and the aspect is going to grow. You got a tremendous brand. I looked at it. I've looked up online. The apparel is fabulous, you know, and the inspiration behind the brand and what you do in the sport is what I find more intriguing. You know, let my listeners know the conception of the man behind the brand.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. This knows this a little bit, and I don't really share it with a lot of people. But you know, we may have different, you know, skin tones, but we really have very similar backgrounds. And we talked about this a little bit. I grew up in a little tiny town, and you know, from the age of, you know, from the time we were just kids, we were out in the fields and doing that, and I realized early on that just wasn't the way that I wanted to go. So, from a young boy, I started becoming entrepreneurial at that time. And I just knew there was, you know, there was always good times and bad times, but that's really kind of what pushed me is not wanting to. I just saw better things for me in my life. And again, you know, if I could help people along the way, you know, that was really an important part for me. But the crazy thing, and I'll share this real quick because I didn't really get into this in detail, but the way that it came about, when I found that book, and this is what I'm telling you about when people see there has to be something in your life that absolutely drives you, and it burns all the way through, and you just know that no matter what you do, it's going to work. And when you get that drive, something starts to happen. And when I saw that book, I made a list of, and I put this on the soul of my children. This is a true story, not crazy it is, but I got that list, and I put a list of athletes of who I really wanted. And I didn't even know how I was going to even go about getting them. And on the top of them at that time was, you know, one of them I thought was, not a few, but on the top of the list was Matt Hughes. And at the time, I was working on the retail stores. I was in Midwest, and I was working with one of my buyers back there on a different product. And over in the corner, you got to remember, this is like maybe 7 days later. In the corner over there was a few warm-around pieces. And the buyer says, she goes, "Hey, Mark, what's that over there?" I said, "Oh, it's this crazy idea that I've got that's just driving me. I don't know what it is, but it's something that I know is going to be really good." And I said, "I just got to, you know," and she goes, "What is?" She says, "Well, you know, it's funny, is my best friend is married to a guy named Matt Hughes." Now, this is 7 days later, and this is why, you know, I know there's something else out there besides whatever it is that just drives things. And that's how, so within a week, you know, I had my list down, I had people I wanted to get, you know, who I wanted to meet, who I thought could be work well with the brand. I'm meeting Matt Hughes. That's how I met Stitch. So a lot of these things kind of just fell into place. And then I got contacted by Brian Wilson, who was pitching, you know, as a pitcher for the San Francisco Giants, actually won the World Series. And he holds up his arms every time he pitched at the time as a one-round sign, wears it underneath his jersey. So I was just getting calls from tons and tons of athletes. But that's how it just kind of all came together quickly. And I still really have that drive, and there's something really special about that brand. And this is, you know, and I told Stitch about this a little bit, but one of the big three companies, you know, out there in the big three, you know, I can't really get into one of the names of them, but it contacted me because I'm also working on an over 50 lifestyle fitness brand as well, not just apparel, but just everything. And they liked what I was doing. We had a long meeting with them. So there's just been a lot of interest and just so much meaning towards, you know, what we're doing and then that name. But, and again, watching, you know, one of my son's friends came over and said, hey, you got to see this KSI. I don't know much about YouTube. And I saw it and I thought, man, this is crazy. And I think within the last 3 weeks, you know, with Stitch, again, that we've relaunched the thing in the last month, and I'm not afraid to work. That's the other thing. I mean, Stitch said I need a vest, so I stayed up all night for two nights. And as a matter of fact, I drove that vest over. I left to like 11 o'clock at night and drove it over to make sure he had it and didn't sleep all night. And Stitch said, did you sleep in the car? He said, did you sleep in your car last night? I didn't want to tell him that I did. I said, yeah, I slept. But what I did, what Stitch doesn't know, is I slept out in front of his house for 2 hours. I didn't want to wake him up. But I just wanted to make sure he had it. But completely driven by this thing, and I just have a and again, there's a lot of things that we want to do with this. So I think we have the same kind of feeling and same kind of passion about things. And again, our upbringings are a little bit similar. So there's a power. There's definitely a powerful meaning behind the message.
Yeah. Hey Don, it was crazy. Mark literally was in my front door when he could have been at least on my couch, right? So he did. He drove all the way down so I could get my Quinterman jacket, and it was perfect. The colors were perfect. You know, Tyson Fury always has green. It's usually a velvet on his outfit, on his shorts. So he says he always has that. So Mark found that exact green velvet, and that's what you see the strap going down where his name Tyson Fury is. So he had right to the point, man. So that's just to show the kind of caliber of stuff that one more round's going to be, because Mark did. He spent hours and days, and his whole staff put that shit together. I had my sponsors on it. He put them all there, and it became a masterpiece. And then the next week, he did it again for Jesse Vargas. I had a white and gold one that he made for me. And then he had made one that was red, white, and blue. I was going to work with Tony Yoka and Shakir Stevenson in New York this last weekend. But the fight got canceled. I got there on Thursday, and Friday they canceled the show, and I came home Friday, but I had the jacket. Mark literally got it to me in time.
That's crazy.
It's been a crazy run.
Don, can I mention something real quick? I was going to mention, you mentioned about how, you know, your wife, I think you said your wife got laid off today and things like that. And I sort of hear all that. It's crazy. Everything with my life as well, everything is just completely turned upside down. But I will tell you, as tough as it was, this is probably one of the best days that I've had in years for me, because my son, who is 19, is, you know, he's out of school now, he's out of work. And it's the first time in so many years I was able to, you know, literally, like, he's now, you know, I picked him up this morning. He spent the whole day with me at work. We had lunch. And, you know, it was really rough for everybody, and it's going to be extremely tough. But I haven't been able to spend that much time with, you know, my family and everything in a long time. And I heard that today from a few different people. They're like, this is really crazy, but last night we had all the kids together, everybody's together, and I think that there's something about – it's a very tough time, but, you know, I hear these stories, but then I also hear, you know, it's the first time that we're all together now. You know, we're all sitting down and looking at each other and talking and not just looking at our phones, but, you know, really looking each other in the eye and saying, you know, wow, I appreciate you and you're here. And I heard your story today, and again, I feel for you, but there's through this, you know, again, I wouldn't have had a day like I had today with my son had some of these things not happened to me, so.
Oh, I feel you 100%. You know, one thing about, I'm 55 years old, so, you know, one thing you'll learn about me, and I'm sure, you know, Jacob will tell you down the road, I'm no stranger to adversity, you know. I overcome and I adapt. The things about me, bro, I've got a prosthetic. I'm missing my left leg. I'm not going to go into this big spiel about my medical, because the show is about you. But the thing of it is, you know, I lost my leg at a time when I was just blowing up in the sport. And I told myself that I was going to climb a cage again. I was going to show these young bucks how it's done. I did it then, and I could do it today. You know, there's one thing about as old school aspects is we might hit a bump in the road, but we always pick ourselves up. We don't sit and look for somebody to give us a hand. We don't look for anybody to come and rescue us, because we're self-made, we're self-built. And, you know,
go one more round.
Yeah, one more round. Hey, there's still one more round left in me, baby. You know, there really is. You know, Stitch knows. You know, it's just the thing about it is I had the same sentiments about this coronavirus. I was like, you know, a lot of these people think that, wow, the sport has taken off the TV for a month or two. But you know what? In reality, you think about all these fighters that go 6 to 8 weeks in training camp to fight, and then they get lucky and get a fight another week or two out, and they're gone again. And you know what? Take this time to enjoy your family. Take this time to love life and understand life. Yeah, there's trials and tribulations that we're all going through right now. But you know what? We're together. And we're not letting social media dictate our day, dictate our life, or anything. We just enjoy the moments, because these moments might not last forever. And we have that opportunity now to be with our families, to be with our friends, and to share in that love and that laughter. And, you know, although sometimes the days are dark, you know, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. Like, we've all come from picking tomatoes. We've all come from working in the fields. But look at us now. You know, I have my master's in engineering science. I ended up a fight photographer. I don't know how. But you know what? The message is hope and unity. And, you know, I look at you, Jacob, because you're a prime example of what life is about without crying. You know, you're a prime example for everybody to look up. And I know you don't like accolades, but the truth is you came from nothing, homie. You came from nothing. And you
built yourself. Brother, we all came from nothing.
Yeah, but you took
the
route to build yourself. You took that way that said, I'm going to be something. You know, most of us in life, we take what we got. Jacob Stitch Duran didn't take what he got. He wanted to become more. So with that being said, what does one more round truly mean to Jacob Duran? Not Jacob Stitch Duran, but Jacob Duran.
Yeah, well, thanks, man. Don, you know, you're right, though. The challenges that I always looked at, that shit, at the challenge, I challenged them. You know, I had to cross that line to see what it was like and to get here. But, I mean, I've had a tremendous, tremendous career. You know, I've done everything. And but really what's kind of like the icing or the cherry on top of my whole career is like I was telling my wife Charlotte today, is, you know, to build up one more round as the company, one more round, and you know, just watch it go from where it used to be, and just gives me another feel to sit back and, you know, I could do this shit and retire and just, you know, do one more round, you know. So, but to have a creative mind and not only the fight game, but now to have a creative mind in apparel. You know, Mark Zucker is a genius savant at what he does with designs and all that, but he's also accepting me to come up with things that I think will be ideal for the guys my age. You know, even you, Don, you know, you in the 50s, but why not button-down shirts that, you know, are one more round done in a classy way, where you could go to a nightclub after you go to the fight instead of T-shirts. You know, not everybody's designed for T-shirts, so we're going to create a line like that. And, you know, but one more round's good for anybody. It's good for golfers. We could do designs for golfers, for running, you know, the military. There's so many options, but just to have that as a feather in my cap, couldn't have scripted it any better.
Yeah, you couldn't have. You know, it's tremendous. I've seen some of the apparel you've worn, and I got to tell you, I'm jealous. I was like,
yeah,
man,
we'll get you some,
well,
brother.
Because it's top notch, man. It's top notch.
Yeah.
It's not that crap that everybody's just putting out. Just to, you know, you wear it once, it lasts 3 days. No, this is to my listeners, if you're going to buy apparel, I don't usually put my name on much. I learned from Jacob a long time ago, if you're going to back something, make sure you back something right. And
right.
I'll tell you, the apparel is top notch. You know, it truly is. And, you know, I think what you guys are doing are fantastic. You know, what is the mission statement moving from today forward, Mark? What would you like the world to know about One More Round?
Well, it's you know, I really appreciate, Don, you sharing me. You shared with me about your prosthetic leg and that sort of thing. And one of the things that I've been in works on for a while, and we're starting in the combat sports, but there's, you know, I've given Stitch the whole, you know, the whole itinerary of kind of where we're going. But I've been working on an adaptive clothing line for probably 7-8 years now. And I met a young guy a few years ago who just came up to me, just, you know, he pulled up next to me and goes, "Hey, it's just you, what do you do?" And he was in a chair. And I told him, and he goes, "Man, I wish somebody would come out and make something for guys like me that just is cool, that we could look like everybody else." Because, and I'll never forget this, he said to me, he goes, "You know what, guys like me that are in a chair or have a handicap or need something adapted," he goes, "we're not looking for a hand out. We're just looking for a hand up." And I took that to heart, and I'm getting ready to launch, probably within next month or so, some really cool things that are really for that are adaptive clothing. And part of it is just like one of the items is, you know, when you go to the gym and, you know, you have a locker loop on the back, you can take it off, you can hang it up, you know, so it doesn't fall down your locker. But I also thought that'd be kind of cool to be able to, somebody can reach over with their thumb and just pull it over their head. So I'm going to put together a product line of adaptive clothing that looks exactly the same for whoever the person might need it for, whatever they're dealing with, and also the guy that just wants to wear it to the gym. No difference, same exact product, but I'm going to put little details and features in it that will allow that guy that might need that little extra help to be able to wear it. In addition, you know, I can wear it too for the same reason. I can find the use of, you know, if I want to put buttons that have different attachments on them that are just easy to put on, or locker loops or whatever it is. So that's one of the things that has already been done, and that just a matter of just launching it. So I thought I'd launch one part at a time. But adaptive clothing is a huge part of what we want to do. And also, the second part of that is with One More Round. And Stitch and I had worked on this before, was working on items in training where, you know, taking slices of memory foam and putting them inside pads inside the thigh, so when you're getting kicked, you're absorbing, you're being able to absorb that kick a little bit better. So anything to do with helping fighters train or athletes train that allows them to get, you know, one more round, you know, we're going to work on that. So there's a lot more to this than just, you know, just the apparel side of it. But yeah, so this goes into, you know, the adaptive clothing side of it. It goes into actual physical garments that people can use that will help them train and you know, just perform better. Just performance wear all the way around. So we're working on fabrics that are, I'm not a big fan of polyester, and if you look at, you know, the Under Armour of the world, the only reason it wicks is because it's polyester, and polyester doesn't really mix with cotton. So I want to do the same thing, only make it out of cotton so that it breathes. So there's a lot of different things that we're working on. We're literally, you know, a month away from launching a lot of this product. It's funny that you mentioned that story about yourself, and I appreciate that. But, yeah, the adaptive clothing is a big part of what we're going to be about.
Well, when you're ready to do that, you let me know, brother, because I don't even know if Stitch knows this about me. I run a show. I have a page called Parafighter, and I was one of the first individuals country to fight for disabled, you know, practitioners in jiu-jitsu and other aspects of the sport to be able to fight against able-bodied athletes. And I pushed and I pushed against IBJJF, and with the correlation of the Gracies and Professor J.W. Wright, I was able to instill that aspect of para-jiu-jitsu against able-bodied athletes in the sport as we know it today. So whenever you guys are ready for that aspect, let me know, and I got 1,000 people that would be down to jump on that, you know, and I'll be glad to share.
Hey Don, you could be the ambassador, brother. You know, what better guy to use as a face of what you're doing than yourself?
I'd be so, more than honored
Don, this is not a pipe. This is something that's already been in the works for actually quite a few years, and so there's some things that we could share after the broadcast of what we're working on, what I'm doing, and a lot of it I don't. And again, this is where this came back, where one of the big companies had gotten together with me about this as well. So, and I thought, I'm not going to give anybody all my ideas, secrets. I'm just going to do it myself. And this is part of the reason why I got a hold of Stitch. And the one more round really is on my Instagram. I took a photo of a runner using prosthetic. Like the Blade Runner, right?
Yeah.
And I look at all these things, and again, you know, it came clear. It could be at any age, but you know, people with disabilities, or I don't even call them handicaps. I call them just situations, whatever they are. They don't really want to be different, as you don't want to be different. And that's really what my whole goal is. And this goes back to, again, it fits right back into one more round. Just because something's happened in your life, and you've lost a limb, you've lost whatever it is, you know, my dream and my goal is to be able to give somebody something to wear or to feel good about that allows them to go one more round. And that truly is my mission statement. And I think that's why I've been so driven about this. This has nothing to do with, it's really, the apparel is one little piece of it, but it's a lot more than that. And that's where Stitch came into it. And again, allowing all these eyeballs on this brand is what's going to happen. And then also getting in, you know, back in the day, I was getting, there was a baseball player, his name was Aaron Cook, and he got a hold of me. He was Major League Baseball comeback player of the year. He had cancer, and he wore one more round shirt under every time he pitched, he would wear it. So that it just has a lot of meaning there. So just I'm giving you a heads up and your audience heads up that I'm just not a clothing guy coming out making T-shirts and here we go. That's not really what this is all about. We're hoping that we can really make a difference in a lot of aspects of people's from their, you know, if it's apparel's part of it, but it's really in their life as well. And I watched Stitch do his magic with these fighters, and you know, again, you know, you're talking about, you know, they're not coming out for another round if they're bleeding, if the blood's getting in their eye. And if you take that same concept and idea and just apply it to life in general, it really is the one round story. And that's why Stitch and I have this special bond, and always have. I mean, like you said, we didn't talk to each other, but it wasn't because we just kind of went a different way. But he's always been on my mind, and I think, you know, vice versa. And the timing is just so good. And I think it's kind of like this thing that's going on with this coronavirus right now. It couldn't come at a worse time for me, but it also is also challenging me as well, going, okay, like you want to throw another one at me? Okay, let's go. let's just see what happens, and we're all going to, you know, we're going to be okay. Is it going to be tough? Yes. And like you said, your fighters are not going to be able to fight. They're not going to be able to do, but hopefully there'll be things that the government and this will kick in and do some things, but we just have to pick up and make the best of what it is. So that is a lot of things in the works. So I didn't mean to ramble on about what we're doing, but I think you'll be excited about what we have in the works. And I never like to be thought of it just as a clothing brand, because it's so much more. And also with military and everything, we have so many, I had so many followers that mental, part of the reason why I take a break, and I don't, not something that I talk a lot about, but, you know, I definitely dealt with going through some tough times and mentally dealing with some tough times. And, you know, I have a strong passion for people and people are going through different kinds of trauma and mental trauma and different things. So I that's also something that I really want to, you know, focus on and help on as well. So.
This is a company built by passion. This is a company built by heart. and 100%. With great integrity.
100%.
You know, Jacob, every time you bring somebody on my show, I'm astounded. You know, we know each other in real life, but I don't know a lot of your counterparts, but I could see why you are the man that you are. When you surround yourself with great people, you truly create an aspect of life that not many get to divulge himself in. You know, hearing that the words of your counterpart, Mark, how much more does this inspire you? I mean, because you've literally done everything in the sport. We know that coming back to one more round is something that you're very, very passionate about. Speak about that passion. Let my listeners know what this aspect and this opportunity truly means to you, sir.
You know, it's a good point, man, and it's like Mark was saying, it's for the, you're saying, for the passion, for the love, for, you know, the challenge and all that. It's, Mark and I, it's never been about the money. It's about, you know, of course, we're not stupid. You know, I know we're going to do fine, you know, but that's not the point. The point is that it gives us a chance to go out there and do what we want to do. Mark, on his side, is that's his passion. That's his business. That is his core business. That's what he does. And I went to his shop. He does work for everybody. But Mark wants to do work for himself. And I saw that. And the crew that they have, they're all fabulous, man, at what they do. And they're in it 100%. So for me, on my side, you're right. I've done a lot of good things through my life. And this is like, I can't say it don't get no better than this, but it don't get no better than this than for me to finish my long-term career. Not that I'm going to quit right now, but it gives me the thing to get into apparel. And for me, it's just the challenge of saying apparel is a big business. You know, that's a mega, that's entirely different than what I'm accustomed to. But, you know, I challenge doing the movies and I challenge doing a book. And I figure I'll challenge the apparel line. But if I'm going to do it, I'm glad I'm going to do it with Mark, because Mark grew up like us, Don. You know, he grew up in the trenches, and he knows what it's like to, you know, not to have the best of clothes all the time growing up, and maybe holes in your shoes, you know, that whole thing. But his desire, my desire, that's what's going to, I think it's going to make this journey fun with one more round. So you're the first guy to interview us. And, man, I appreciate you even getting us on board.
Oh, you know, I would do anything for you, brother. Anything in the world. See, this one thing I'll let you know, Mark, and I'm going to offer it to you just like I did when Cut Man for Hire came out. I apologize for the technical difficulties tonight. We're under a tornado warning. We're under storms right now. I do my show via plug-in sometimes to iHeart Studios. So if you're listening on iHeart, Univision, or CastBox, I apologize for the little bit of technical difficulties we're having tonight, but the shows usually run fine and dandy, except for when Stitch is on. You know, it's just kind of a thing we got going.
Yeah.
It's the brotherhood. But
it's
what I'd like to offer to you, sir, is something that I offer from the heart, because, you know, not just because of Jacob, but because of the compassion and passion that you speak of. I would like to put one more round on my show. If you get me a commercial ready, I will run your commercial on my show for $0, just because of the heart, the aspect, and where this company comes from. You know, it has absolutely nothing to do with Jacob, but everything to do with the story you told today, my friend. When somebody comes on my show and, you know, truly speaks from the heart with that much passion, It's who I am to offer a free commercial slot, free airtime, and a free advertisement on my show. So it's up to you, but I would like to extend that hand of gratitude. You know, it's up to you to take. All I can do is offer, sir.
Well, we sure appreciate that. We truly appreciate that.
You know.
You know, it's thank you, Don. And it's awesome because, you know, Don, you're right. I've known you for a lot of years, and Mark, same thing. we all work and base our whole lives on good karma. And what Don just said to Mark is just, you know, that's part of everybody helping everybody out. And you know, that's just the kind of people I like hanging around with. And I appreciate that offer, Don, on my part.
You know, that's how life should be. You know, the thing about life, and I think we all understand it, whether you're young or old, because I've met truly some very wise young warriors in the sport. You know, my grandfather instilled it in me and made me the man I am today, and he wasn't even my blood, but, you know, always give without expectations and give to those that you believe in. You know, the other day when I went to the grocery store, I couldn't find a single package of meat in the store. The very next day, Zach Cummings, the UFC fighter, his father-in-law, shows up at my house with 30-something pounds of meat. And, you know, that's how life is supposed to be. That's what life is. I think people just need to realize that we need to be closer together. We need to be more like that and create an aspect of life that we can all enjoy, because life is a much more beautiful place when people truly are looking, when, you know, the only time I think anybody should look down on somebody is when they're helping them up, you know, and that's just the way I was raised. You know, Mark, it was truly an honor to be able to bring you on a show tonight and kind of have you on. I'd like to have you on again and get more in depth, and you know, as the company grows, I would love to share more and more of you. I think the sport needs to know about this, because you and Stitch and the passion behind this company, I see nothing but success. You know, Jacob, before I kind of wrap things up here, because I got to do a live show on Canadian television, what are your thoughts for the fans, for the people of the sport? What words of wisdom would you like to leave this interview to with the world with?
Well, you know, I guess, you know, with what's happening right now, and I don't like talking about it a lot, but, you know, I was in New York for the fights that got canceled Saturday, and I came home Friday when we found out that the fights were off. But I had some time before I went to the airport, so I walked around downtown Manhattan, and I saw so many gloomy faces. And not because they were sick, it was because of all this mental stress. I could see it in their eyes. I could see it in their body motions, how they walked, that they were just mentally drained by what's going on psychologically here. And I was thinking, I said, fuck, man, these guys, you know, get yourselves together and, you know, think positive, you know. And but it was devastating. So, you know, just use good common sense, but, you know, don't let the mind take over on something that is, you know, just do what you normally do in life and just keep it clean, but don't let it get you.
Yeah, it's out of our control. You know, you can't control something that's out of your control. You know, Mark?
No, exactly.
Where can people that are listening, because the show has quite a vast audience, and I'm shared on several multimedia networks across the world, and the show even goes out now live on an FM transmitter that are stationed, you know, to stations across the country and across the world. You know, where can my listeners and the fans of One More Round, where could the people find product? How can they reach out to you? How can they get a hold of you and hear more about this wonderful company?
Well, everything is, and there's every day I drop more product, but right now at One More Round, .com is the website is up and live. It's onemoreround.com, and my Instagram is onemoreround.co. So there's a nice mix of products up there right now. And again, more products will be, you know, we'll be dropping more products every week. I put more product up. So online, we will be at several fight shops. But I really, you know, my main thing is I really want to, you know, delivered online, and you know, I personally, you know, everybody that's been buying, I've been sending out extra shirts and writing notes and thank yous, and just have tried to put a personal touch on everything that's been coming in. And it's amazing, even with things that have been as tough as it is, you know, the online business has been really good. So Yeah, that's our main focus right now is our online business. And eventually, I'd like to do working on a shop in Vegas with Stitch. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
Most definitely. You know, hey Jacob, I got a buddy that's getting ready to throw a huge event if things kind of clear up. Right there in Vegas, OBC does a rally right there at and bike ride and everything. Not motorcycles, but custom handmade bikes, and it's a huge festival. So if things turn around in April, and right there in Las Vegas, I think it's right next to the MGM, they have this huge outdoor festival. I'll see if I can't correlate if you guys are willing, and possibly get you guys a booth for free, get you guys set up out there, and introduce you to that aspect of the world that I live in too, because it's a very vast market. I think life, like I said earlier, life is meant to be shared, and companies like this are truly meant to be. You know, the thing about it I love the most is I got the opportunity to first talk to you, Mark, and brother, you truly are a class act. You know, Jacob, I already know what you're about. You know, I don't know why Mark's doing business with Nam Joke with you, Carnal.
Yeah, you're not a comedian, bro. Don't try.
No, I'm a better photographer. You know, gentlemen, it's been a tremendous show this evening. I apologize for the technical difficulties. Before I let you both go, Jacob, I'm going to hand you the mic as usual. If there's any, aspects you want to give a shout out to, any social media, any friends or family, the floor is yours, Connor.
No, we're just, Cut Man for Hire. Got to definitely support him. Juan touched base with me yesterday. Actually, he's gonna go on lockdown also for a couple of weeks because, getting to the post office and all that with everything that's going on. And so he's going to be down, but we'll be back, and I'll let you know, Don, and you can let, your fans know when he's up together. And looking forward to working with Mark on these upcoming projects. And, man, love to talk to you further about your projects and, making you the ambassador of that, because that seems to be a match made in heaven between you and Mark. So thank you for everything, Don.
Oh, I'd be honored to be an ambassador, bro. You don't even got to convince me. I really would. Mark, it would be a true honor for me to
sure.
be an ambassador for one more round. I couldn't think of anything that I would be more proud of doing than to represent a company that was built by pride and honor. Sir, it was truly an honor to have you on the show tonight. I'm going to pass the mic to you one more time. If there's anything else you'd like to share, the floor is yours, sir.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Don, it was great. It was great to meet you and just a great honor. I appreciate it so much. I would just say to everybody, I know this is about your fighters, and I truly, truly love the world of combat sports. And I know that all your fighters and a lot of your listeners are really going through a tough time. They don't have fights. They don't have this. They don't have that. But they truly do know the meaning of one more round. And the fact is that they aren't looking for a handout, and they just want a hand up. And that's I just gonna throw out all those good vibes to everybody, and just be well and take this time and look for us. And I will promise to you, all your listeners, everybody, this is just not some fluky little deal. This is going to be something that will be very impactful. You will sit back at this interview in 5 years, and trust me, with everything that's in my soul, you will watch. You'll see something that's going to be really, really important and impactful. In sport as well.
Sir, you've already made an impact. Yeah, the honor is all mine. You've already truly made an impact, and we'll keep sharing you. We'll keep you growing, and like I said, it's truly an honor to be an ambassador for both of you and represent the brand, but the people behind the brand. With that being said,
thank
you both, and God bless you.
No, you too, my friend.
Thanks, Don.
All right, thanks, Stitch. Adios. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jacob Stitch Duran, Mark Zacher, and the return of One More Round. It was an honor and a privilege bestowed on me tonight. I look forward to being an ambassador for one more round. And Stitch, you know how to do it to me every time. I want to thank my sponsors, Finished MMA with Juan Martinez, Cut Man for Hire with Jacob Stitch-Aran and Juan Ramirez, Bite Me Mouth Guards with Joe Rice, and the 86ers.net with Alfred and Freddie. On that note, it's been one heck of a show. I apologize for the technical difficulties. Like I said, we're under a storm right now. Tornado warning in the middle of March, but go figure. On that note, have a good night, and God bless.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef 17 years old.